Welcome to The Advertising Show, America's only radio program focusing on advertising, media, marketing, product development, branding, new media, sales and customer relations. Stay with us for entertaining marketing discussion and our special guest interview. Now, here are your hosts, Ray Schillens and Brad Forsythe.
So glad you're here. It's The Advertising Show with Ray Schillens and Brad Forsythe, being brought to you by Advertising Age Magazine. Visit online at adage.com. The Advertising Show is a Big Radio Midgets production. I got to tell you something, Brad. After a fall or a late summer, early fall cold, I am still... How many weeks has this been? There's a few weeks ago, it's been I had no voice. It's still hacking and wheezing. It's like either I have something that everybody else has, I guess, and it's not the flu. But, boy, does it hang around a long time. My God, it's about time to be over here. So, anyway, but we've got a great show today for you, by the way. We've got Paul Rand out of Chicago. Paul is the president and CEO of the Zocalo Group, with responsibility for overall client strategy and satisfaction, as well as leadership and growth at the Zocalo Group team. And we're going to tell you more about Paul in just a minute. It's Zocalo. It's Z-O-C-A-L-O, for those of you who would like to know how to spell that. And his first name is Paul, right? P-A-O-L. Anyway, we've got Paul coming on here in just a few minutes. We've got momentarily Shamin Abbas, the one-way interruption. Okay, that might be called a commercial of yesteryear. Jean Bliss a little bit later on with her brand new book, A Clear Path for Decision Making. How do you make decisions within your organization? That's a brand new book. I Love You More Than My Dog is her book, and it's always great to have both Shamin and Jean on the Advertising here show here with Ray Schillens and Brad Forsythe. Jay Leno is an interesting program, continues to be, and does come up with some really cool gems, although some rough moments from time to time, hence the Martha Stewart interview, which I thought was kind of strange, actually. But there are other bits that he comes up with that are absolute genius, and I really hope the show makes it. Didn't you say that it wasn't doing that great in the ratings?
Has tanked since his first week, and of course, hats off to both him and his 8 or 9 writing crew, comedy writing support group there, whoever they are behind the scenes. But you know, Jay's, you know, it'll be interesting to see. There are these rumors about NBCU being up for sale, the television portion of that, and yeah. They say that if it does sell, that maybe Leno will be jettisoned off and they'll return to scripted programs. But that's, you know, way off into the future. We'll certainly talk to our friend who
yeah.
we're talking, Alex Ben Block,
yeah, exactly,
of course. He'll
yes.
tell us all about that.
Alex knows everything. 48,000, by the way, is the low. Friday night's about 65, 678 for a 30 if you're interested in participating in the show. So that's kind of interesting. It's a lot less than basically a lot of the other programs. ER costing an average, actually twice that, almost twice that, $110,000. Celebrity Apprentice, $150,000. Now basically $110,000 apprentices commanding, they say, for the this coming season. So it'll be, I hope he makes it though. I hope he does, keeps on going. He's got a great concept. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, if he does, it'll change the landscape of primetime television. We'll see if he does. Paul is also the word of mouth. I know you're going to eventually say this, but I want to say it. He's president elect of Word of Mouth Marketing Association.
Also called
WOMA.
WOMA.
So for Paul being on the show, you and I and our producers are all expecting huge, huge word of mouth marketing on Paul's behalf and to spread the word that he's been on the Advertising Show. So next week we'll have to make sure and make a mention of welcoming all of our new listeners that Paul has delivered to us. So I don't want to put him under any pressure, but I thought I'd mention that.
Yep, not doing any advertising now, just doing word of mouth, okay? No, I'm joking. That's word of mouth is a great thing, and Paul, of course, is the president-elect and also regarded as a leading expert in word-of-mouth marketing and brand evangelism. Love that word. That talks about passion, no doubt about that. Hey, we've got Shamin Abbas here at the Advertising Show with Ray Schillens and Brad Forsythe, And today she's talking about the one-way interruption. Let's take a listen to that.
And now it's time for Activist for Excellence, PR, publicity, and crisis management instruction for today's marketing professional. Now, here's your host, the uncompromising Shamin Abbas.
The primary technique of advertising was once interruption, interrupting your TV program, the magazine article you were reading, or the songs you were listening to in your car with a one-way message. Advertisers crafted images and messages that would make you pay attention and not wander off to make popcorn during commercials or tune to another station looking for music. These are the outdated rules of advertising that new media is blowing out of the water. Marketing simply means advertising and branding. Advertising needs to appeal to the masses. Advertising relies on interrupting people to get them to pay attention to your message. Advertising is one way, company to consumer. Advertising is exclusively about selling things. Creativity is the most important component of advertising. It is more important for the ad agency to win awards than for your client to win new customers. Advertising and PR are separate disciplines run by different people with separate goals, strategies, and measurement criteria. Now, here are the new rules. Marketing is more than just advertising. People want authenticity, not spin. People want participation, not propaganda. Instead of causing one-way interruption, marketing delivers content at the exact moment your audience needs it. Marketers shift thinking away from mainstream marketing to the masses, instead of reaching vast numbers of underserved audiences via the internet. Marketing is not about your agency winning awards, it's about your organization winning business. Companies must drive people into the purchase with great online content. Blogs, podcasts, press release, and other forms of online content let companies communicate with buyers in the format they prefer. On the web, there is a blurry line between PR and marketing. And there you have it, my friends, the new rules.
You've been listening to Activist for Excellence, PR, publicity, and crisis management instruction for today's marketing professional, with host Shamin Abbas. Shamin is president and founder of Shamin Abbas Public Relations, a full-service agency providing local, regional, national, and international media relations, special event production, and inventive promotion, with offices in New York City and West Palm Beach. To learn more, visit ShaminAbbasPR.com. That's ShaminAbbasPR.com.
Thanks, Shamin Abbas here at the Advertising Show with Ray Shillings and Brad Forsyth. I'll tell you about more about Paul Rand. Prior to launching the Zocalo Group, Paul was partner and global chief development and innovation officer at Ketchum, a well-known name as a member of the firm's global executive committee. He's also served as director of Ketchum's global technology practice and managing director of Ketchum Midwest. He has more than 20 years strategic communications experience with expertise in corporate, industry analyst, financial, crisis, employee, B2B, media, and marketing communications, and is the founder and CEO of Corporate Technology Communications. Paul led CTC to becoming the Midwest's largest independent corporate and technology communications firm and among the most respected in the nation. Omnicom Ketchum acquired CTC in June of 2001. So, let's see, what else is he? He's got, a lot of good stuff there in Paul's life so far. We'll talk more about that here in just a moment on the Advertising Show. Got about a minute. What do you have there?
Well, you know, iWantMedia.com, one of our sponsors here on the Advertising Show, just a scan of one of their recent email alerts, and if you don't get one, you need to. It's a great one single page that gives you links to all kinds of news and information that's going on in the business. Sorry?
Oh, I said definitely, yeah.
Yeah, and just a scan, just to let everybody know, media stocks rise on Wall Street's advertising optimism, Publicis CEO forecast recovery next year, all kinds of upbeat, positive information about the ad world and what we expect to have as a recovery happening on in to next year. So, yeah. You know, we had to report some bad news last year. We got off of it because it was just way too negative, and then wanted to just throw some balance here, Ray, and talk about some good stuff, and we'll talk more about that in the last segment.
Because we are fair and balanced, no doubt about it, but we're not Fox, right? It's Ray and Brad on the Advertising Show. Paul Rand about to join us out of Chicago here at theadvertisingshow.com. Glad you're here, too.
You're listening to The Advertising Show with Ray Shillins and Brad Forsyth.
Men, nothing takes it off like Noxzema medicated shave.
On The Advertising Show with Ray Shillins and Brad Forsyth out of Chicago this weekend, our very special guest is the president and CEO of Zocalo. It's Paul Rand. Paul, it is a sincere pleasure to have you here. Welcome to The Advertising Show.
Thanks. Awful nice to be here.
Yeah, other than the fact that your firm, Zocalo, is owned by Omnicom, give us a little background on your services and who some of your clients are that we might recognize by name, Paul.
Sure. Well, we are, as you mentioned, we're part of Omnicom, part of Ketchum, and we're about a three-year-old agency with about 40 people based here in Chicago, and work with a number of companies, very large brands across the CPG space, food space, restaurant space, auto space, all of whom I think recognize the power of having a taco brand, a brand that becomes recommended, and particularly the ability to measure it. And even as you talked a second ago about the other guest on the program and this idea of the one-way interruption and the ability to figure out how in the world do you figure out how to truly engage with consumers today more than you ever have before, and ultimately, if you can get them to recommend your product or service, that becomes the best endorsement you can possibly have.
So the referral is powerful and big, and it's something that is very necessary, isn't it?
It is. And, in study after study, you see numbers well over 90% of all consumers, and this applies on the B2B side as well, will still tell you that the number one influence on their purchase behavior is the recommendation either of a friend or a family member of somebody that they trust. The number one thing by over 90%. And when you hear stats like that, and it certainly goes into what you know in your heart is what you experience every day, then the ability to say, well, how in the world as a marketer do I figure out how to take advantage of this? And my other role, and I think you mentioned this in the setup, is serving as president-elect of a group called WOMA, or the Word of Mouth Marketing Association, also based here in Chicago. And there's about 450 brands that are part of that. And all of them, again, know that while they can't control how they get recommended, the ability to figure out why somebody would talk about you, how to get them to talk about you in a way that you want, and to help guide it in that direction, really fundamentally changes the role of marketing and the way companies start interacting with their consumers. But if you can actually really make an impact on it and measure it, which you can, then you can certainly have a big impact on the brand.
I know a few weeks ago the FTC published its final guidelines regarding paid endorsements and testimonials. You, along with WOMA, had been very much involved working with the FTC to update their regulations. Can you bring us up to date on the more significant changes that are going to be coming about?
Yeah, it's something that I think we all knew, because the guidelines for the FTC in this area had not been updated since the 80s. And, of course, with the advent, the explosion of social media, it was high time that these things end up being reviewed. And I think back to the comment of a few moments ago when we realized just how important that recommendation is and that trust is, that it's not surprising that the idea of trying to figure out how to make sure that that trust is not abused becomes more important by the day. It was fascinating because I was actually in New York on that Monday morning at the NAD conference when I was sitting at breakfast getting ready to do a panel discussion with Mary Engel from the FTC. And as we're getting ready to go up and do the panel discussion, she says over breakfast, "Oh, by the way, we're releasing the guidelines at the time that we're doing our panel." And so it was like, well, I guess that changes the discussion we're going to have in front of this big group. So I think everybody was expecting it, but I think getting it out there and people realizing it's here, it's real, it goes into effect December 1st, it fundamentally, for a lot of companies, does change the way they've been communicating. It has the potential of really having an impact on their business. The net behind it, I think particularly when it comes to the social media and the word of mouth space, is affecting what in essence can become a sponsored conversation. And even though it is a very thick document that comes out, the basic gist behind it all is that if I am a marketer and I am looking to try to have somebody online, a blog, another social networking site, whatever the case might be, if I'm asking them and giving them a product to talk about or review, I simply ask them to disclose it. and to tell the blogger that if you're going to write about this, then please make mention that I've given it to you to try. And if I'm a blogger, it's simply meaning to say, hey, listen, the X baby company gave me this product, mm-hmm. and I'm here writing about it, but I was given it as a sample. It actually is not a whole lot more complicated than that. That basically is kind of following the guidelines that WOMA established more than 4.5 years ago. It's just that now they're being formalized to make sure that those best practices really come into life.
You know, just in the, what do we have, Ray, a minute and a half here?
About a minute and a half, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, just in the minute and a half we have left here, Paul, can you give us just your thoughts on social media tools for entrepreneurs? I know a lot of people tend to think of YouTube and Twitter and a few other, the obvious, but, you know, there's so much more out there with Monitor, User Voice, MailChimp, so many other social media opportunities. I'm not sure the entrepreneur really understands how to leverage social media these days.
Well, you know, and I'm going to give the answer that I give a lot of times when the question is, what social media tools should I be using? And I want to get this away, because in a year's time, you're not going to be asking me what social media tools I should be doing. It's just going to become the way that we do business. And I think more importantly, what entrepreneurs can start realizing is that what they want to do is figure out how do they create an engagement, talking, listening, sharing with people that are either going to be buying from them or influencing that purchase mm-hmm. in some really meaningful ways. And so it could be that they want to be an expert and be seen as an expert in an area, and having a blog could be very influential for them. It could be that having a Twitter account that would feed information, but focused information, not just, you know, blather that goes out there, becomes very relevant. It could be any number of sites of using LinkedIn or using Facebook. But rather than simply the how do I use social media, I remember 6 months ago having a very large company coming in and say, just get me a Twitter account. And hopefully we're getting out of the phase where it's social media because I have to be in social media and the playtime's over. And the fundamental shift that we're experiencing in marketing is, if I'm going to be a relevant brand today, I have to break my habit of that one-way communication, really listen to and understand why a consumer would recommend or buy my product and help them do more of it. And those brands that are getting it are getting really big competitive advantage, and those that don't are going to really start falling increasingly by the wayside.
They're going to wonder what happened. Paul Rand is our special guest out of Chicago, president and CEO of the Socolow Group, and with Ray Schillings and Brad Forsyth here on The Advertising Show. We'll continue here in just a moment. Stay with us.
Why do more media professionals read iwantmedia.com? iwantmedia.com features reports from industry leaders and media personalities. iwantmedia.com gives you quick access to news, stats, trade orgs, and industry publications, and it's updated daily. Forbes says iwantmedia.com contains everything media professionals need to stay ahead of the game. The Washington Post calls it the source for the serious media geek. Do you get it? If you don't, you should. To sign up for free daily email alerts, visit iwantmedia.com.
Make informed decisions about your company's advertising strategy. This is The Advertising Show.
Do you know exactly how to read an Oreo? Well, to do it, you unscrew it very fast.
Back with you here with Ray Schillings and Brad Forsyth on The Advertising Show. So glad you're here as well. Our guest this weekend is out of Chicago. His name is Paul Rand, president and CEO of Socolow. Socolowgroup.com is the website if you'd like to find out more. And we hope you do. You know, Paul, I'm so amazed at the two types of advertisers or businesses. Ones that don't have a clue, still aren't sure about the website thing, okay? And don't have a clue about the opportunities for social media or the opportunity to reach out to people in that area. That's number one. So they're not engaging in it because they just don't want, they're ignoring it. And the second one is, yeah, I know it's out there, but I know that some people might say some not so nice things about my product, and I don't know whether I want to go there or not. I mean, what's going on with that? It's been around for long enough, don't you think, that folks might be catching on to that kind of stuff?
Well, you know, it's a great question, and you know, word of mouth, of course, has been ever since our evolution began, word of mouth has been a critical development and one of the ways people find out information. It, of course, really caught on when the internet and all the social networking began taking place for two fronts. I now have the ability to block out information that I don't want to get, and I also have the ability of sharing information and also and almost having a megaphone or being a journalist on my own to share information with all sorts of people. It's interesting, and you guys I know are connected in with Ad Age, and one of the stories that Michael Bush had in the October 26th issue was headlined, "Is Media Market Shrinks, PR Passes Up Reporters and Pitches Directly to Consumers." This idea where companies are all realizing that they have to create that engagement and that connection is really is pervasive, and every company's begin realizing it. It probably is a reason why word of mouth, at least according to the research firm PQ Media, is the fastest growing of the advertising segments, expected to grow almost up to, I guess, $3.5 billion within the next year and a half. And that's a significant 50-60% growth even where it was just a couple of years ago. So this ability of companies saying, how do I find a way to connect with and talk with consumers so that they will talk and share my brand, is really becoming a very, very dominant force. And companies don't have a choice but to number one, participate because they're being talked about. And then they have to decide, well, am I going to just sit back, or do I actually want to become part of this and figure out how to help channel it in the right direction?
Yeah, you know, it seems to me that where we are with social media today is where we were with websites back in late 90s, early 2000s, where people are going there. They're becoming socially, they're participating on social platforms only because they think they're supposed to.
Right.
I'm not saying that about all companies, but many are. And they'll figure it out, as you pointed out, 6 months to a year from now. It'll all become clear. Today, I think many companies are feeling their way through. You know, and your company has a special digital footprint, if you will, in terms of being able to measure social media and earned online engagement for effectiveness. Talk a little bit about how you guys, for your own clients, are able to feed back to them how well they're doing with the kind of social media usage that you guys recommend for your clients and execute for your clients.
Sure. I want to preface, I think, answering that question with a very important acknowledgement, and that is that we know that word of mouth occurs both online and offline. Well over 80%, probably anywhere from 80 to 90, still occurs offline. And so I want to be very thoughtful that even though we're going to spend a lot of time talking about social media, it also very much translates and has to be played in the offline world as well. What we do know is that what we are finding out conversation-wise online directly really has a lot of parallels to what's happening in the offline world on top of it. Our primary business, and the business of not only Zocalo Group but WOMA, is this idea of helping create talkable brands and helping them become recommended by leading influencers and consumers to others. One of the things that still really perplexes the industry is how in the world do I start measuring social media in particular? To make it easy, I want to divide social media and online engagement into three very simple buckets: paid, owned, and earned. Paid is, of course, what we've been seeing with the online advertising going on for quite a while. And there is a very distinct skill set that's involved with understanding where and how to buy that and place it. Owned is this idea of what's the site that I put up and the information that I own that's out there. Earned is the area that we focus on, which is how do we want people talking about us and sharing information. And that's the area that our work called the Digital Footprint Index measures. And basically what that does is help brands understand where and how and why are they talked about today. And we talk about it both in height, the volume of the conversation, depth, is really the how much of key messages and sentiment is going in the direction the company wants, and width, which is actually how much is that information being shared. But if a brand is very clear about how they want to be talked about and shared, the ability to say, I'm going to measure that and measure it against my competitors becomes a very, very valuable thing.
Very special guest is Paul Rand, President and CEO of Zocalo Group out of Chicago. And we're going to continue here, another segment with Paul on the Advertising Show, being powered by Schipul.com. It's S-C-H-I-P-U-L.com. And an incredibly powerful platform called Tendency for marketing and such. So check it out. at shimble.com. More with Paul and Ray and Brad in just a minute.
How can 18 different companies all sell the exact same thing known as water? It starts here, in Advertising Age, the leading source for marketing, advertising, media, and ideas. For almost 75 years, we've covered the most thought-provoking, groundbreaking stories in the industry, giving you the competitive edge to be a leader. Your job demands you not only have good ideas, but great ideas. And those great ideas have to start somewhere. And that somewhere is in the pages of Advertising Age, and also online at adage.com. How can you get someone's attention if you don't have $10 million in a celebrity endorsement? It starts here, in Advertising Age, the leading source for marketing, advertising, media, and ideas. For almost 75 years, we've covered the most innovative and groundbreaking stories in the industry, giving you the competitive edge to be a leader. The next big idea demands out-of-the-box thinking. Start your search for greatness in the pages of Advertising Age, and also online at adage.com.
Simplifying the complex world of advertising. To reach Ray and Brad with your questions, log on to theadvertisingshow.com. This is The Advertising Show.
Hey, meet the swinger, Polaroid swinger, meet the swinger.
Welcome back. Ray Shillings and Brad Forsyth here at The Advertising Show with a very special guest out of Chicago. B2B Magazine's Top 100 Marketer in 2004 and 2006. What else here? You see him and hear him in all sorts of media, the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, Business Week, National Public Radio. Well, you were on the car show. You had a car problem. Is that right, Paul?
That's it.
That was your appearance, is it? You know, guys, I don't know. The carburetor doesn't work.
My blood is killing me.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Anyway, Paul, it's good to have you here. You know, you mentioned those the 3 points prior to the break. I would assume that all of those points are of equitable importance in the overall scheme. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, and I think you're referring to really looking at online activity, both in the category of paid and owned and earned. And they all three, you're absolutely right, are essential for a brand to really find a way of just communicating almost on a 360 level with its community and its key influencers. And I think although we know the importance of word of mouth across so many different segments, it is not by a second to diminish the importance of traditional advertising, of traditional online activities, and many other things. All these things do have to work in conjunction. But it is back to that point on the earn side, that if we do know that typically over 90% of all people say that that recommendation is the top driver for purchase of their brands, mm-hmm. then we better figure out how to make sure we're playing a role in that, and more importantly, measuring it. And I'm not sure if we have time now or not, but I can also point out there's some very, very distinct steps that go into getting word of mouth right, and it's not as hard as it might think.
I was hoping to set that up for you, so you already did. You have the 8 essentials of getting word of mouth marketing right on your website, and you guys, why don't you go ahead and start with the one that is, know what people are saying about you and how they are recommending you right now.
Yeah, and I think maybe even for brevity, let me shrink it down to even 5 areas that I think are very, very doable. Know, change, target, engage, and measure. And number one is no. And the very simple level is any brand out there can go online and figure out how people are talking about them and their competitors and how they're recommending them. Oftentimes, it is very different than what their current advertising messages is or other things. So knowing how people are talking and recommending in your space is critical, and how you fit into it becomes really very straightforward. If you don't know that, you're kind of going up against a wall. Number two is this idea, we talk about it as creating a shareable story, and this is kind of changing the conversation to be the right one. But if I know how I want people to recommend me, then I need to figure out what's the story I want them sharing. Oftentimes, again, companies figure out their advertising or their positioning message, but haven't gone as far as saying, how do I want to be recommended? And sometimes, you know, it could be that, you know, people don't talk in taglines. So really understanding how people are recommending and crafting the story to be how you want to be recommended becomes essential. Third category is target. And you can look online very simply and figure out quite quickly what are the most influential blogs or outlets in your category. You can also do that in the online influencer world and the offline influencer world. So knowing who the leading thought leaders are that are shaping discussions, be it around healthy eating or otherwise, if they don't buy your story and don't embrace what you're doing, when the average consumer goes and checks out what's going on and the experts aren't endorsing you, there's a disconnect. So there really has to be this whole ecosystem of influencers that are buying off on your proposition, or you might get buzz, but you'll never get sustainable word of mouth. The fourth category is engage. And this very simply means, back what we've been talking about all the way through there, of how do I engage the influencers and my leading consumers to be connected to my brand. And the ability to stay engaged and connected is not saying I'm only going to talk to you when I have a special. It ties into your customer service, ties into product development. But consumers today are now being programmed to and appreciating having a connection with a brand on an ongoing level. And when they don't get it, they're going to move on to a brand that actually gives it to them. And finally, the last one is something that we call, obviously, the idea about measurement. And you mentioned before the Digital Footprint Index. But the ability to go to a brand and the brand's leadership and say, I can tell you exactly how we've increased the conversation, the understanding of our brand, and the sharing of our information, particularly against our competitors, can be a very, very powerful thing. And so if we do know how important word of mouth is, and if I go through those five steps and you hear them, and you know, it isn't complicated, but it is deliberate. And so that ability, and I think you're going to continue to see as word of mouth as an industry grows, more and more companies realizing how to embrace this and just make it part of how they're doing business.
Paul, that absolutely drives us to the next break, and what a great ending there. A lot of good information. And we invite our listeners as well to go to ZocaloGroup.com to find out more. But what a cool opportunity to learn more about what you've been up to, and good job. Great to have you here.
Well, thanks, and I'd love folks to check, obviously, out the Zocalo site, but also if they have a chance to check out WOMA.org, particularly in the ethics section, I think we'll get some fabulous information there.
Thank you for that additional plug. We appreciate that. And thanks again for being on the Advertising Show. Ray Schillen's Brad Forsyth here. In just a moment, we'll continue.
There is somewhere better to get inspired creative ideas, and this is where it's at. OpenAd.net, the first online platform for advertisers, changing the way that ideas are created and traded. Access nearly 11,000 creative minds representing 125 countries around the world, waiting online to have a go at your brief. Imagine the impact such range and diversity of talent can have on your next advertising campaign. All creative work is IP cleared before you get it. We take care of all the details, while you get brilliant ideas in a fraction of the time, at a lower cost, and with a lot less fuss. No endless meetings, no away days. When a client needed a PR campaign to include people who couldn't make it to the G8 rally, they got 53,000 people to join a virtual protest and a campaign that won 2 international creative awards. OpenAd.net, busting down the walls of the ad industry. Put us to the test. Just go to openad.net and give us a try. What have you got to lose? The future starts here.
Make your advertising dollars work smarter. You're listening to The Advertising Show with Ray Schillen and Brad Forsyth.
From San Francisco comes...
Rice-a-roni, the San Francisco treat. Rice-a-roni, the flavor can't be beat.
Thanks again to Paul Rand out of Chicago. Zocalo is the company. ZocaloGroup.com is the website. And, of course, don't forget about Word of Mouth Marketing Association as well. Check that out, too. Hey, next week it's going to be, let's see, who do we have? Larry Weber. Larry is author of a book called Sticks and Stones. And we'll find out more about what that book is all about, too, as well. As we get you through the month of November here at the Advertising Show, time for a Wendy's burger or something like that. You'd get a kick out of this. We talked about Wendy's.
You won't let up on them.
No. It's good news. It's fine. They're trying. Okay. They're trying.
Okay.
As part of Wendy's You Know When It's Real campaign, launched back in October, the fast food chain recently extended its multimedia effort with an experience built on Twitter's infrastructure. Wendy's agent agency Kaplan Thaler, you know them, Kaplan Thaler,
yeah.
Built an automated tool at wendysrealtime.com that works with Twitter's app to retrieve tweets containing a variety of keywords. Some of the tweets related to bacon. The menu item Wendy's is promoting in its new campaign, but they also cover other topics. Let's see, Yankees fans celebrating the American League's championship way back when. Sometimes tweet don't pertain to Wendy's, but we're trying to reflect on what our targets are interested in. There you go. Wendy's, they said Wendy's would just be not as interesting as, you know, an overall, society or community, I guess. So, they're trying. They're really trying. They haven't counted any of the votes yet. They are not saying whether it's working or not working, but at least they're giving it a shot. So it's good for them. And, of course, they can't go wrong with a relationship with Kaplan Thaler as well. So let's hope some good news comes out of that as well.
Yeah. Well, they're good people over there. They'll do a good job for them. You know, Facebook and MySpace are thinking about, or at least they're in talks about sharing content across both sites. It'll be an interesting move if they do this. Potentially, MySpace music and video footage would be shared with Facebook via its Connect platform, which also allows people to log into third-party sites using their Facebook ID. So I think it's a smart idea for those two to get together and share and interact. Yeah.
I think it's a great opportunity. Hey, by the way, Gene Bliss is with us. I Love You More Than My Dog is her brand new book. If you don't have that book, go get it. Clear Path for Decision Making. In other words, don't just make those decisions without thinking about them first. She tells us more about that right now.
Welcome to the customer experience, making customers your true priority for a profitable outcome, with your host, author, speaker, consultant, and customer crusader, Gene Bliss.
Having a clear path for decision making is a key characteristic of beloved and prosperous companies. Their decisions yield outcomes and actions that draw people to them. Employees stay and become increasingly valuable. Customers become the army that makes them known and beloved in the marketplace. An incident regarding a shipment of Lands' End towels shows what we were made of in terms of how we made decisions. We had shipped thousands of towels to customers and then found out later in the quality review process that some were flawed. Without waiting for customers to contact us, we sent every single customer a new towel along with a note. The towel we originally sent you may have a flaw in it. We're not sure, but we just wanted to make sure that you got a good towel. Don't bother returning the first one we sent. Use it to wash the dog or the car. It's on us. We always signed our letters, Your Friends at Land's End. Your friends. There was a lot of meaning in those two words. We meant it. Do you?
This has been your weekly installment of The Customer Experience with Gene Bliss. Directing transformational customer insights for major U.S. market leaders, Gene is Corporate America's change agent for a new inspirational understanding of today's consumer. To learn more about Gene's books and speaking engagements, or simply how to drive customer profitability for your company, log on to CustomerBliss.com.
Thank you, Gene Bliss, here at the Advertising Show with Ray Shillings and Brad Forsyth as we celebrate an anniversary. It's Digital Advertising's anniversary, or I guess you'd say birthday here, in October, actually the 27th of last month, marked the 15th anniversary of the industry's first banner display ads, which appeared on Hotwired.com. To the many of folks who are hearing this, weren't in the business back then, that is not a typo. It's not Hotwire.com. It actually was called Hotwired.com, the first commercial digital magazine of the web and offshoot of Wired magazine. So 15 years old digital advertising. There are 15 candles to blow out. And I'd suggest we don't sing happy birthday because it just wouldn't go right. But anyway, so isn't that amazing? 15 years ago, 1994.
It really is. You know, I wouldn't have thought that. I guess many years ago, Ray, we had on what the oldest jingle on radio that went back.
Oh, like Coca-Cola, yeah, exactly. Yeah, 1929 must have been a long time ago.
Yeah,
but interesting. Yeah, so
and had to do with a nickel and different stuff. Anyway, what's interesting, Ray, real quickly, children watch television for more than 32 hours a week on average, according to Nielsen. So all this concern about kids giving up traditional media like TV isn't true, obviously. They're actually consuming more media. The notion that children spend more than a full day, 24 hours watching TV per week has many health advocates up in arms, but you know, just to set the record straight, kids are not just online, they're watching TV just like you and I did.
They're doing a lot more than you and I did, that's for sure. An advertising show being brought to you by Advertising Age Magazine. Visit online at nh.com. And next week, of course, we have Larry Weber. Hope you can join us on the Advertising Show, a Big Radio Midgets production.